Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Anyone who knows me in any way should know that I think James Lee Burke is the most brilliant writer of our time, and one of the best of all time. I've loved every book he's written, and there are many. I'm always in awe of his ability to create such magic with words. The scenes he sets are beyond vivid. The characters he creates are flawed and complex, yet easy to identify with. And his prose is simply amazing. His latest creation, Every Cloak Rolled in Blood, is perhaps his best, most beautiful writing yet. As a friend who's a fellow avid reader and longtime Burke fan said, the novel reads like a prose poem. The figurative language is simply brilliant. One example comes early in the novel when Aaron Holland Broussard is meeting someone at a cafe. He watches as people ostensibly protesting for gun rights, fill the street in front of the courthouse. He ruminates, it's a bluebird day, the kind that shouldn't go wrong, the kind you want to lock in a safe as proof that the earth abideth forever. Isn't that beautiful? Typically, I'm a fast reader. It's not unusual for me to finish a 400-page book in one or two sittings. But with Burke, I make myself go slow and savor and ponder. He makes his readers think. As in the following passage, when Broussard says, I try to control my feelings. People of my generation have few confidants because there are fewer and fewer people who understand the America we grew up in. Most would not recognize the names that to us were as important as Bunker Hill. I carried my best friend down a trench in a place called Porkchop Hill and dropped him when a 105 burst 10 yards from me. My friend may have ended up a lab rat north of the Yalu. The communists transported 400 POWs with them into China, perhaps even Russia, for use in medical experiments. I will never find out the fate of my friend, and thinking about it is for me a perfect hell. That's heartbreaking. A little over a year ago, James Lee Burke, who is in his 80s, lost one of his adult daughters. In Every Cloak Rolled in Blood, Aaron Holland Broussard is an elderly writer who's grieving the loss of his daughter. Fannie Mae regularly visits her father from beyond the grave. In fact, she guides him on a quest to send other souls that are not so benevolent back to the afterlife. Broussard tries to honor Fannie Mae's memory by saving two young men, who are both still alive, from drug addiction and crime. Because of that, he's drawn into a network of villains that includes a former member of the Klan, a corrupt preacher, a biker club posing as evangelicals, and a murderer hiding in plain sight, as well as other evil and tortured souls from the hereafter. The old man's only ally is a much younger state trooper, Ruby Spotted Horse. Ruby has her own secrets, but she's the only living person that Broussard can trust. Ruby and Fannie Mae, or Fannie Mae's ghost, I should say, guide him through a tangled web of present and past foes, both living and dead. Broussard is also trying to come to terms with his own mortality, as well as his own spirituality and beliefs, as is the case with most of us. This proves to be a daunting task, to say the least. The story is painful and poignant, and at points it's truly difficult to read. When I finished this book, I wanted to curl up in a ball and sob. But I am grateful that Burke wrote it and that I had the chance to read it. The writing, as I said, is absolutely breathtaking. I'll read this one again and again. I think it's the type of story that cannot be digested in one go-around. Unless the loss of a child is too painful a trigger for you, I highly, highly recommend Every Cloak Rolled in Blood by the great James Lee Burke. Until then, thanks for listening and happy reading.